Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. Support your healthy CoQ10 levels and blood pressure with two chews a day. Visit RadioBeats.com and save 15% with promo code DEAL.
Recorded live.
Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show. Determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Show Radio Show. Crotch Show Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the Wimpy. The Wimpy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Woo! Yo, what's up? This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Yo, I am loving my new entrance song. I'd like to give a big shout out to my peep, Keith Kramer from WMAY in Springfield, Illinois. He hooked me up with that. So, thank you. Thank you, Keith Kramer, WMAY. In fact, let me throw a quick plug for him, WMAY. I forgot. He's on from 3 to 7 Central Standard Time. Just go to WMAY.com. Just check him out. His show is fantastic. We're doing news and commentary today. Doing something new. Got the new kick-ass professionally made entrance, man. I you know what? I know this is weird, but I just need to play it again. I'm sorry. I just need to play it again. It's the new hotness.
Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show. Determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Show Radio Show. Crotch Show Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the Wimpy. The Wimpy.
Real. love the build-up. I love the build-up, man. That's the new entrance for the Crowd Shot Radio Show. In fact, we got our first caller from New York. New York, how you doing? If you just heard, you were unmuted. Can people hear me, man? I can't even hear myself. Okay, if you're calling from New York, is this thing even on, man? I gotta freaking test it. Yeah, okay, cool. We got someone from New York calling. Oh, they hung up. All right. That's weird. Yeah, I know. I can't even hear myself. I gotta freaking go back to using a USB mic, man, because this plug-in thing, I can't even hear shit. Yeah, I can usually hear my own voice, and... All right, cool. Yeah, we're doing news and commentary today. And first news on the thing here. Okay, we got two callers. We got Luke's Goose is Cooked.
Possibly.
Oh, you heard me just fine. All right,
yeah,
cool.
I think New York is somebody who kind of trying to get their script together.
Okay. Okay, someone, are you trying to listen in or you want to talk on the show, New York?
It's going to be a silent type.
All right. If you want to talk on the show and you call, then just press *8 and it'll just alert me. All right. Okay, we're all good. We're good here. So yeah, we're doing news and commentary. You heard the new intro to the show?
Yes, 20 times already.
20 times already. Okay. Wise ass. Anyways, this is something. This article to me they're really getting closer, especially since Obama got his Hitler Youth thing going with the passing of the healthcare bill, and they're after this cap and trade bullshit, so that way they can start a new Ponzi scheme based on something else that's imaginary. Something else, like, you know, like fake numbers in a computer, because everyone's already woken up to the fact that the Federal Reserve prints money out of thin air that's not backed by anything, probably backed by freaking Alan Greenspan's fucking nut hairs. But here we go. Obama Energy Czar to decide what household appliances Americans are allowed to own. Allowed to own. Okay, let me just read that over again. What household appliances Americans are allowed to own? Who the fuck do they think they are? I mean, really, who the fuck do they think they are? They're gonna come and start telling us what appliances we can have, what we can own. Oh, you can't have an air conditioner. You can't have a refrigerator. You can't have a refrigerator. You know. Oh, you can't have an electric heater. It doesn't matter. Your landlord doesn't give heat, or that your house is not really doesn't throw that much heat. So yeah, you can't have that. It's eating too much electricity. You know, you're just human. Gaia needs blood. Gaia needs to survive. We don't have enough oil, even though actually talking to Chris Vortex the other day, and he says that there are different types of oil. There's what's that cellulose oil he was talking about, Pat?
Who was that?
Remember the guy we were talking to on Skype yesterday?
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. You know, he was like, it's just constantly refilling itself, that the earth makes more, you know, so it's not that, you know, it's really not that big of a deal. But of course, you know, these freaking green retards want to come up and start telling people how to live their own goddamn life. And that's a huge mistake. That really is a huge mistake. Yeah, anyways, Yeah, like this article says, Assistant Secretary of the Energy Kathy Zoe said Thursday that the U.S. Department of Energy has a mandate. Ooh, a mandate. To issue regulations to determine. You think Luke is having a mandate right now?
Luke has been having mandates.
He's been having mandates. Okay. So speaking at the inaugural meeting of the recently reestablished Secretary of Energy Advisory Board, Zoe pointed the four tactics the Obama administration intended to use to advance the deployment of clean energy. The first three were three government subsidies for private sector green energy products, special tax incentives for green energy products, and low-interest government-backed loans for green energy projects. The fourth one, which the secretary and I love, said Zoe, is where we have a mandate where we actually just issue regulations and do market transformation. Oh, really? I mean, everybody knows when the freaking government puts their hands in crap. It just turns to complete shit. It does. And now you want to trust the government into, oh, well, this is what's best for us. I mean, where in the Constitution does it give them the right to freaking stick their nose in everyone's fucking business? You know what? You know what's the best? I mean, and if I could reference Lee Doran from How the World Works on YouTube. He did a video discussing this whole cap and trade thing, and he says he pulled out his energy bill, and he says, you know what stops me from using too much electricity? My bill. If it's too high, I use less the next month. I mean, that's just how it is, and now you want to put extra taxes? And where's this money going to go? I mean, what, the stimulus money, $800,000 went to freaking teach fucking Africans how to fucking wash their dicks and cunts. I mean, come on. What, where's this money going to go? Teaching freaking Lithuanians how to rape young kids? I mean, come on. What, teaching how to make matzo balls out of fucking goyim blood? I mean, come on. And I'm just making a joke, ladies and gentlemen. And if you're Jewish, I'm sorry. It's just a joke. I'm being ridiculous right now. But you know where I'm coming from with this.
Yeah.
You know. So I mean, it's. Hold on. Let me go see if New York wants to talk. New York, you want to talk? Okay. Whatever. Alrighty. Yeah, first of all, I see some haters in the chat room right now. So for those haters in there, you know who you are. And yeah, go fuck yourselves. Thanks for giving me ratings. Yeah, man. So I mean, this is where it's gonna come down to. You're gonna start having these Hitler youth, Obama Hitler youth, you know, marching in, trying to tell you what to do with your own life, trying to confiscate shit. Imagine, it's going to be 100 degrees, and they're going to do this either in the dead of winter where it's cold as balls or when it's going to be hot, you know, hot as shit during the summer. And they're going to go, and they're first going to go to the elderly. They're going to go to the elderly because, you know what, according to a lot of these green freaking Nazis, these green enviro-Nazis, they're going to go, you know, they're gonna probably go to the elderly first, cause they, I see at least one hater in the room, so don't worry. On crotchoutradio.com/listenlive, you know, they're gonna go and say, oh well, look, you're 80 years old, you lived a fine life, it's time for you to die. We gotta take your air conditioners, taking up too much electricity. Oh, I'm sorry, Grandpa, you can't have your heater. I mean, Pat, you're elderly. How do you feel about that?
I'm going to do anything I want to do. It doesn't matter who says what or who says no or who says yes. I'm going to do what I think is right. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, all right, fine. Everybody wants me to be blunt. Okay, I'm not talking about Casey. I'm not talking about Irritate the State. I'm not talking about John B. I'm not talking about Snowstorm, I'm not talking about Nyerka, and I don't know about Anon. So, look who's on the chat room, and you'll see who I'm talking about. So, there you go.
Let me go look, too.
I'm just not going to mention his name, because he wants to be famous.
Oh, is it that one? See that asshole?
No, somebody else. I got a whole bunch of haters now that want to start spreading lies and say, oh, I'm going to expose Louis B. Okay. Expose me all you want. Try to find something. Try to find something, and you better hope I don't find out where you are, so.
You know why, Lou?
Yeah.
Because you expose all of their idols. That's why.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I mean, it's, and they're trying to get me distracted. It's hilarious.
Yeah, well, that's just what happens with these kind of people. They have nothing else to do anyway. Go do something constructive. Go look up Paula Gloria and see who she really works for, like we did.
Yeah, speaking of which, I finally found the screenshots I thought I stupidly deleted. I'm gonna try to go through all those freaking companies because Bit by Bit went under.
Oh, they did? That CIA front company there.
Yeah, which one was that on the list there?
That was Bit by Bit was first, and then there was another Bit in there too. I forgot what that one.
No, it was Bit by Bit, but they do consulting. They had a list of companies they consulted for, and a lot of them were CIA front companies.
Yeah, like the Department of Defense and stuff like that. Yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go. See.
Hmm?
Yeah, Paula Gloria had, and those are the people that collected donations for Paula Gloria, who's a no planer. Well, that's a new age fucking, you know, crazy bitch. I mean, she's the one that she's actually using that shit for evil. You know, I mean, okay, it's one thing to, you know, believe.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to, has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
That you guys could, like, fucking think of shit and, you know, think of coffee and it comes out the crack of your ass. You know, that's one thing. But the moment you start using this shit to hurt other people is when, you know, it's when I take a fucking shiv to Madame Blavatsky's fucking cunt, all right? And I really, you know, she's dead, so I guess, you know, you can't really say, oh, he's advocating violence for a person that's already been dead. No, the fact is, whether she was a good person or a bad person is moot. The fact that there are people out there using whatever she taught for evil is the point. And they're doing it to hurt other people. They're doing it to mislead other people. That's my problem with it. That's my main problem. If you were behind closed doors, you know, praying to Satan, you know, that's it. You know, it's like, okay, fine. Have fun. But the moment you start taking it outside and start trying to bring other people and hurting other people, that's when I start having a problem. That's when I start having the beef. That's when I want to start, you know, knuckling up. I mean, I think that's reasonable. If you are a Satan worshiper, keep it behind closed doors. And you know what? And you know what? To be fair, Christians and other religions too. Keep it behind closed doors. That's why you guys have churches. That's why you have guys have houses of worship. Keep it there.
Oh, if you're Catholic, you really...
What?
If you're Catholic and you're a young kid, run to the Jews.
Okay. Well, alrighty. Yeah, this next article we got here is something I heard Mr. Rukowski was behind.
Ho, ho, ho.
Little something, something. Was actually, speaking about Luke Rukowski, before I get to that one story, we have a New York City a New York State Assemblyman, Vito J. Lopez, who is actually my assemblyman in my neighborhood, and he's been caught doing something that we caught Luke doing, and it's just hilarious how they're fucking how the mainstream media is fucking dragging him through the dirt. But yet we're the bad guys when we're going after Luke Rukowski. It's hilarious. This guy Vito J. Lopez, he had a charity where he was paying his girlfriend and his campaign advisor seven figure incomes from a charity. And now this tape's coming out.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
VR Change was billing itself as a charity, and in fact, what it was an unincorporated community-based organization, okay, which is even worse. But getting on with the charity part, VR Change has not admitted to being a charity, but they've collected money as being a charity a long, long time now. Just with certain wording and whatnot, it becomes a charity. Mm-hmm. You imply this and you imply that. VR Change has applied everything. From donate to where a not-for-profit organization, I had to correct them on that one. I really wish I didn't, but nonetheless, I did.
Yeah, what I did was, since, part of Irritate the State, just this whole transparency thing, they're asking for contributions so that way they can upgrade their system, their radio system. So, but I spoke to Jabba. And say, yo, you need to change that from donate to contribute, and to put at the bottom where to make sure people don't think that this is tax deductible. Just to keep it, just keep everything on the up and up, keep everything transparent, because I think people really respect transparency more than he confronts people with a camera. And it really looks like a lot of those confrontations are set up. They're set up. I mean, look at when I try to do a confrontation. That just... I try to confront Opie and Anthony. And none of the footage that was shot by the people that were there ever came out. In fact, the only footage that's out there is what their people, Opie and Anthony, shot. And they heavily edited the fuck out of what we said. Just so that way we would look like bigger assholes. So
is new caller still there? The New York caller?
Yeah, I think they're just listening to the show. You can listen to the show on your iPhone, or smartphone. Just go to yourmuse.fm. That's yourmuse.fm. Sign up for a free account, and then you guys search for Irritate the State Radio, and then from there you can actually listen to the all the Irritate the State radio shows that we got on there. In fact, I think the new show that started today from 12 to 4, the Metal Sandwich, delicious. From 12 to 4, it's a block of nothing but metal music. It's fucking fantastic. Monday through Friday, Metal Sandwich from 12 p.m. And then from there, you got Jackie Blood from 4 to 7. And then from 7 to 8, you got Irritate the State News. And then we got Truth Brigade, the Truth Brigade radio show. From 8 to 10, and then me, how you doing? The coolest show on the network? I'm just kidding. I'm going to get fucking slapped up for saying that. Nah, but, now you're listening to me, and then afterwards, I don't know who's after me. I think it's just more metal. So, So, yeah, we got Irritate the State in the chat room on CrutchOutRadio.com, just listening in. Mm-hmm. You know, so with that, what else we got going on here? Yes, back to this. Global climate change industry is now worth more than, that's not the story I wanted to read. Oh, here it is. Yeah, I'll get to that one. It's part of global climate anyways. But the powerful coalition that wants to engineer world climate. Yes, we got a bunch of nutcases that want to just control the weather. This is from the Guardian.UK. Businessmen, scientists, right-wing think tanks are joining forces to promote geoengineering ideas to cool the planet's climate. Really? How's about we send a whole bunch of fire extinguishers to the sun? How's that? That's the only way. Oh, here's another idea. How's about we stop chopping down trees in the Amazon and start using fucking hemp to make paper and everything we need? No, because that makes the most sense. Anyways, back to the article. In August 1883, the painter Edvard Munch witnessed an unusual blood-red sunset over Oslo. Shaken up by it, he wrote it in his diary that he felt a great, unending scream piercing through nature. The incident inspired him to create his most famous work, The Scream. The sunset he saw that evening followed the eruption of Krakatoa off the coast of Java. The explosion, one of the most violent in recorded history, sent a massive plume of ash into the stratosphere, turning sunsets red around the globe. The gases emitted also caused the Earth to cool by more than 1 degree and disrupted weather patterns for several years. The cooling effect of large volcanic eruptions has been known for some time. A haze forms from sulfur dioxide spewed into the upper atmosphere and reducing the amount of solar radiation reaching the Earth. It is estimated that the eruption of Mount Pinatubo in the Philippines in 1991, the largest since Krakatoa, cooled the Earth by around 0.5 degrees Celsius for a year or more. Oh my goodness, we can't. So what? Now we're gonna have man-made fucking volcano? We gotta stop the volcanoes from exploding. Oh my God, man is causing volcanoes to explode. We need to start killing. It's overpopulation. We're putting too much stress on the Earth's crusts. All our buildings and planes. We're putting weight on the planet. Oh my God, it's gonna push all the magma and explode all the fucking volcanoes. Come on, you know they're probably gonna say that. Yeah, hold on. Yes, a lot of celebrities and ex-high-profile people have hardcore security teams, including ex-Special Forces, ex-Navy SEALs, ex-Marines, ex-IDF, ex-Mossad, that carry concealed weapons and have legal permission to protect their employers from harm by all means necessary. Of course, weird change confrontations are staged. You cannot get near these people without clearing it with their security team first. If these were genuine confrontations, Luke would have been pummeled to death by someone by now. These people are also getting restraining orders against publications, photographers, writers, to prevent publications of images, etc. Weird change confrontations are total bullshit.
Oh well.
But you know what? With risking my balls, I am determined to at least get one fucking confrontation. If I get my ass kicked, then you know what? I'm getting my ass kicked for you people. All right. I just gotta. You know, just give me some names, man. I need somebody good to confront and give me some, where they're going to be at, and I'll do it. I got a camera. I'll just do it on my own and get my ass kicked. I don't give a fuck anymore. I'm tired of this bullshit. I'll just get my ass kicked. And then I'll be like, see? This is how you do a confrontation. Yeah, anyways, volcanic activity in recent times is connected to horizontal drilling. Oh, so it is man-made. Oh, okay, so according to Anon, who has the doc? I have the documents today. I got the documents. Anyways, so yeah, we actually have audio of Luke Rakowski wanting to control the weather, because he wants a specific type of weather. Hold on, we got audio. We were able to get audio. So guys, check this out. This is interesting.
It's raining man.
Really? Is that it? Oh, did you hear that?
Yeah, keep on doing that a lot, though.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
It's raining man. Hallelujah.
I mean, you know, fine, be gay. Be gay all you want, but do you really have to fuck up with everybody else's weather?
It's raining man.
Jesus Christ. That boy just loves his penis. He just loves penis all the time. He needs it to be showered on him. That's just fucked up. I mean, come on. I like sunny days. I like it nice and warm. I don't need to be walking around, you know, and then the clouds get dark and then
it's raining.
God damn it. And balls. Oh no!
It's raining man.
And then if it was a really heavy storm, it's fucking 15-inch fucking Blackhawk. No, that'd fuck my day up. That would fuck my day up. Every time, actually, I heard every time Luke sucks a dick, an angel gets its wings. A lot of angels got their wings today.
It's raining man.
So, yeah, no, I actually did some show prep today. I did that. I've been dying to do that joke all day today. All day. Anyways, going along with global climate change. What you think of that, Pat?
What's that?
The fact that he wants to change the weather so that way penises fall from the sky.
Well, yes, he does. I mean, look at him. He's a fucking classic fucking queen, I'm telling you right now. I don't know how good Kelly... What do they do, bump pussies?
But that would make him a lesbian.
No, it would make him a queen, but he would bump pussies with her. So they would bump... He would put his ass against her pussy, and they would bump all night long.
Yeah, but then that would make him straight, then.
No, not necessarily, because all he's getting off on is his fucking being her bitch.
Oh. See, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Ooh.
See, I don't know. I don't know the whole politics of the gay, lesbian, transgender lifestyle here.
Believe me, I know it by heart. Believe me, it's a lifestyle for me. But this will continue on.
Alrighty. Just trying to get to, uh-oh. Don't tell me my fucking site is down. Ah, bollocks. For some reason, my site is down. I can't get to my damn, articles. So we're going to take a quick, commercial break. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show, kicking the crap out of the issues.
Would you consider that torture?
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Absolutely torture.
You do.
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
You are listening to Irritate the State Radio Network.
This podcast is proud to be a part of the Blueberry Network. Find freshly picked podcasts just for you at blueberry.com. That's blueberry, no E's, .com.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach, Monday through Friday, 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials, no more busy singles waiting on hold or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prizes. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional
69, like Luke's favorite permission.
Only from Delivery.com.
Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
Do you like to smoke but hate the health effects? Well, now there's an alternative. Introducing the Pro Vape 1. The Pro Vape 1 is proudly made in the USA and features a larger battery than traditional electronic cigarettes. More battery means more vapor and longer smoking enjoyment, with 8 to 10 hours of use on a single charge. The Pro Vape 1 brings out more flavor out of the smoking juice. Get your Pro Vape 1 today at tinyurl.com/provape. Starter kit costs $125. That's tinyurl.com/provape. That's tinyurl.com/provape.
What's up, indestructible people? Yes, I am. Well, until someone shoots me, then I won't be that indestructible, now would I? I'd just be, you know, I just won't back down until they do that, I guess. Anyways, we got Chris Geo on the line.
Hey, Louie, thank you for having me on. I love the show. It's the only one that I can say fuck, piss, bitch, cunt, blowjob, son of a bitch, and lick my wong on.
Oh, don't forget nigger, coon, spig, kike, wop, greasy dago.
We actually got
a greasy dago on. Hi, Pat.
Yeah, hello there, big boy.
You're bigger than me.
Not really, Lou. You're just more compact.
Yeah, well, because you got wrinkles and shit. You got wrinkles on top of wrinkles.
Oh, yeah, I know. You'll get there someday, Lou.
Yeah, I know, but I'll make it look good.
Oh, you won't. You can't make it look good now. How
yes,
you?
I make it. I'm a sexy beast.
You might be a sexy beast to somebody with their eyes closed.
Oh, ha! They don't call me Louis Beast for no reason. Louis Sexy Beast.
Oh, why they say Louis B? This is Louis Be Gone.
Anyways, you got. Chris, you got some gym stats news?
Just a few things that have been happening here in the past couple of days. Number one, I don't know if you were in the listening to Christie's show on Friday, but we took over the stream. We had Jim Stotch on for the first hour, who was bashing Christie, hardcore, and he was propagating a piece that she had fled the country, et cetera, et cetera. And I even wrote him a letter. He gave him a heads up. I said, look, you better take that down because you're going to get egg on your face. He goes, no. So we've got all this record. We got all this on record. The last thing I ask him is, did you write this article? Are you sure she's gone? Let me play a clip from your show. Here's the show of you bashing her saying that she's gone. And then we went to a segment. Hey, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, back to Truth Frequency. Live in the studio with us is Christy Aphrodite. And Jim,
this just in. I actually was talking to Christy today, and she's not in England. She will be going to Haiti. She's actually in Haiti right now. And,
yes.
Yeah.
We don't know where.
And apparently she's stealing body parts from the people that died from the earthquake. I don't know how she's able to do that, because it's been a while, and they probably don't work now.
We don't know where she is. She was here a few days ago, and I got to say that she's one of the most incredible people that I've ever met, one of the kindest hearts, and she actually did something that was just absolutely amazing. I don't want to broadcast it because I'm not sure if she wants me to,
I bet, err on the side of safety. Actually, we're going to be starting a new radio show on Irritate the State called Where in the World is Christy Aphrodite?
There you go. Yeah. But anyway, it was something that she didn't have to do.
It's going
to
be a game show.
It was something she didn't have to do, and just because of being the kind-hearted being of light that she is, she did it. And it was amazing. I'll just leave it at that. But anyways, so I get a call from a bondsman today, and they're asking, do you know Christy, blah, 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 blah. And they play me a clip from a phone call that alleges that I am a white supremacist militia leader here in Texas who is aiding, abetting, and hiding Christy. And the call, of course, was from Celeste.
What militia do you run?
I run the American Indian Neo-Nazi Texas Militia.
How's that even work?
We kill everybody. That's the thing. First, we exterminate ourselves, and then we kill everybody else.
Yeah, okay. I have a coalition of the willing with a bunch of Zionists and Palestinians, and they kill each other. I got nothing. Let me just I gotta fucking kill myself. Not all jokes work, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on.
I thought it was funny because when Christy left, I was just so I was just so in awe at the energy which she had, the positive energy, that I called Jim up and I said, look, dude, I just met this person and you really need to leave this person alone. You are barking up the wrong tree. You are pissed off at somebody who's just a pure good being, et cetera, et cetera. And anyway, I don't want
to go. And here's the thing. He tries to get other people. He lies. In fact, I know because he lied to me saying, oh, she's this, she's that, she's this, that, she's that. Some of the stuff he said was true, but you know what? She ended up being right about what she said. And I hate the fact that she's always right.
Mm-hmm.
She's 100% right all the goddamn time? All the goddamn time! What? Especially when it makes me look like an ass. So.
So anyways, so I called him up, and then we got Celeste on the phone, and she started with a bunch of COINTELPRO just responses. I was like, you know, I recognize these responses. This is ridiculous. She was saying, so, you know, as a good American, you don't believe in 9/11 and this and that. So if you do believe in 9/11 and you do believe in finding who really did it, you should listen to my info. And I'm like, you should listen to me and give me credibility. And I'm like, wait a minute, the two number one. Anyways, you have to hear the conversation.
Yeah,
or
this just then, someone just sent me an update. This faggoty son of a bitch, you know, this obvious child molester, well, accused child molester, you know, just said he has a bullet for me and TJ of the American Resistance Movement. Yeah, Jim, you got a bullet for me? I got two fists, two elbows, two knees, two feet for your throat.
And don't forget about your thumbs, because you could do a lot of damage with those, even more so with that.
Oh, okay.
Well, hey, I got a clip.
I called into
a show just a second ago, and he was trying to control the conversation big time. But I've got a clip. It's not the full clip. It's about 5 minutes long, because I was going with the topic at first before I popped in the info on him about this bail bondsman phone call that I received. But if you want me to play it, I've shortened it down to about a minute and 15 seconds.
Yeah, before you do that, Jim, the offer still stands. Face me face to face. Face me like a man. Fight me fist to fist. I want you to fight me hand to hand. Leave your guns at home. We'll take it to a ring, and I will freaking put your face into the mat like your son put your face through a wall. And if you don't accept my challenge, you are the biggest pussy in the world, and you don't deserve to be telling anybody how to be a patriot. Okay? So, yeah, suck a dick, loser. Chris, you may proceed.
All right. I don't think he wants to meet you face to face. I think he'd rather have it crotch to butt.
Ew.
Yeah, I think that's the way Jim looks. Anyway, that's a bad joke, bad delivery. But anyways, here's the clip from the phone call earlier.
Hey, we're going to try this.
You are unmuted.
Non-member, go ahead.
Hey, Jim, how you doing? It's your good buddy, Chris Geo.
Okay, subject related. We're not going to talk about subjects that we've been on your show. I want to keep this really focused, okay, on the New World Order. Yeah, if you want to comment on my comments about Students for Democratic Society, and again, Chris,
anyway, I'm going to fast forward a little bit. We got into some Luke bashing a little bit, pointed out the Freemasonry. He's saying that they're run by socialists. I said, no, they're run by Freemasons, et cetera. Got him a little bit comfortable, so.
One free flag of your choice off of my website, AmericanResistanceRadio.com. Go ahead, Chris.
That sounds like a great idea, great idea. And I have an interesting story to share with you. I got a call from a bondsman today, and he said
If it's about you-know-who, that's not as –
No. It's not about that.
Pussy.
He played me an interesting message about that was from Celeste. A phone call saying that I am a militia member.
Please don't make me mute you, Chris.
I'm a militia member and a white supremacist, and I'm just wondering where Celeste got that information.
Yeah. He said he's a white supremacist. Okay. I'm sorry, Chris.
Anyways, I just got a message saying somebody who's listening to Jim's show now that he's talking a bunch of shit. So you think you can call in, Louis? Or somebody else?
I really don't want to stream that fucking retard on Irritate the State network, man. We all know he's an idiot, and I mean, every time he talks crap, bad things happen.
Well, I gotta say this. I used to look at all these attacks and go, ugh, I don't want to get anything to do with that. But then I started coming on Crotch Shot more regularly, and now I'm really enjoying being in the middle of all this.
Oh.
So thank you, Louis B.
Sometimes it's fun to fight. Sometimes it is, especially when you know you could win. Like with Jim, I could fight him all day long. I mean, even though he will go down on the first round, not even the first round, like half of the round, not even half of the round.
Maybe Jim and Luke could get together.
Probably.
Huh?
Maybe that's really what's going on here.
Maybe that's something. I'd like the writers write a song about that.
Well, we were coming up with some lyrics the other day. Jim touched a boy, and he liked it, way down in Panama. Jim touched a boy. He was extradited way down in Panama.
That's beautiful. My gosh. if I had a lot of money, I'd give you some of it.
Maybe we can get somebody to produce
I
that.
I swear to God, created in the chat room says, what if Louis met Jim, Jim would turn into a puddle. Because I mean, it would take a whole bunch of people to hold me back from, like, save it for the ring, save it for the ring. It's like, no.
Where's what? They already are, John.
What?
Who's this Crate 3D? Who's he?
Created.
He played the lead guitar on the track that I did called Hurt. He's a good, he's good people.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. You know all the leads in the middle of the verses? Yeah, that's all him right there.
Nice.
Very nice.
Nicey nice. Twicey nice.
I'd be very happy to share some of my bud with you.
Very nice.
Ah.
Hey, never turned down that.
He doesn't offer bud to everybody. He tries to force it on me, but, you know.
Yeah, but Louie's a pussy. He won't follow. He's always got an excuse.
I can't.
He had another excuse and another one before that, so he's full of shit.
No, you're full of shit. You know, because I can't be smoking all the time. I really can't. I gotta go home. I don't feel like going home high. Sometimes I don't like.
The only reason why you smoked me that day was because your cousin was there and you felt pressure. That's why.
That is not true. If I felt pressure, why the fuck did I bring my goddamn vaporizer?
It's a smoke, but you know what? Bring the vaporizer, and you had to bring the vaporizer for that reason.
I didn't have to do nothing.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Be black and die. Guess. No. I bought the vaporizer. Yeah, I'm just going to buy a $100 vaporizer just for shits and giggles. Yeah,
to your fucking cousin anyway, so what's up? Shits and giggles.
I didn't give it to my cousin. My cousin housed my shit. He took it out my bag because he liked it so much. my shit got taken. And I didn't notice it until I was gone, and I was like, fuck it, alright, fine, keep it. So don't come at me. Nigga, I gotta try to find a job. I don't get fucking donations. I don't have the luxury of stealing donations. They do freaking drug tests, so I can't be smoking no weed.
Oh well, you know what? There's a problem with that with you especially. You see, marijuana's THC tends to cling to fatty tissues, and you got plenty of those.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, Louis, do you mind if I play a clip real quick from the Reverend?
Yeah, go ahead.
You gotta enjoy your motherfucking life, and that's all the fuck I'm saying. Enjoy your goddamn life. Life is fucking short. Enjoy that shit. Don't be all just eating some weed and see if it don't help the quality of your motherfucking life.
There you go.
All right.
Didn't mean to blast your ears off with that one. Had the mixer settings a little fucked up.
Yeah.
So, Jim touched the boy. I like that one. Please.
Jim touched the boy, and he liked it.
Whenever it comes out, please send me a copy. I'd like to add it to my collection.
Well, I got to see, if I can get with an artist who will sing it, et cetera, et cetera.
Jim kissed a boy and he liked it.
No, Jim touched a boy.
Jim touched a boy and he liked it.
Way he down got, in Panama.
Way down in Panama, he got extradited.
Yeah.
Yeah, lounge lizard. Jim is a pedo. Hey, how you doing?
I'm a proud enemy of the resistance now.
You're what?
A proud enemy of the resistance and an aider and abettor of a known child molester is what he called her, a child molester. And I was like, isn't she supposedly a child abuser?
Takes one to know one, nigga. You know, Jim, he's just a louse. He's a fucking crumb. That's what it is. I mean, he won't face me. I need to get a gun. Oh, my God. I'm going to come at him with two fists, nothing. He's going to pull a gun out like a fucking punk. It's like, put the gun down, Jim. Face me. Face me. You're an enemy of the resistance. Nigga, the only thing I'm resisting when it comes to Jim is his fucking continuation of his bullshit.
I mean, dude, can you please drop the shit, really? I mean, you're dealing with a really good person here, et cetera. And his answer was, well, I stood up to George Bush, and when I got arrested, there was nobody to support me. I said, well, shouldn't we be innocent until proven guilty? No, I'm not innocent until proven guilty. But I gave him all the classic Moose answers, though. He says, you know, J4, this and that. And I said, well, I don't know who J4 is. He goes, well, TJ, well, I don't know who TJ is. I'm not accusing you of anything, Jim.
Yeah.
The whole conversation, classic Moose answers, yeah.
Yeah. In fact, let me see if I could call in. I mean, get TJ to call in.
The best thing that could happen to fucking Jim is this. To find Christy sitting on his front steps in the morning with his shotgun looking at him.
I don't think Christy would do that.
No.
I think she is higher consciousness.
Oh, but I would.
Yeah.
Well, I've been praying for
Jim. I'll fucking do the whole Highlander shit.
Well, going yes. to overtime, Lou. This is an overtime show, I think.
Are we gonna? Shit. Do we have to go into? We're going into overtime.
Yeah,
wait, hold on. I don't know if I could go into overtime. Can I? Yo, guys at Kirk, can I go overtime? Jabba, can I go overtime?
No.
Let me know.
No, you can't go overtime. You're a fucking asshole right now.
I gotta wait for either. Let me see. Hopefully, I could get an answer from either Blaine, Jabba, or Kirk. Give me permission to go overtime.
Yep, sure can. Look at that. So go into overtime, big boy.
Alrighty, Frolander. B-lander. Oh, alrighty. Go as long as you want. Alrighty, we're good.
Excellent.
We're good. We're going overtime. So, yeah, so go ahead. You got something to play?
No, I ain't got nothing to play.
No, Chris.
I already played it.
Oh, you already played it.
On,
oh, I've got the other phone call, but the phone call is like 35 minutes long. We don't want to hear all of that.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Nah.
Yeah.
Actually, did you hear, actually, we have audio from Luke's room.
It's raining men.
And Kelly's just standing there like, what the fuck did I do? I used to be somebody. Now I'm dating this fucking...
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute. Luke has written 74 posts for We Are Change, and Kelly has written 120-something posts.
Hmm.
So I think she's more interested. She might be Eastern Star. You never know. Sabrina,
Hey, Chris, I'm going to send you a video right now. Are you
right.
on? No, you're not on. Are you
yeah.
on?
Yeah, I changed it to truth frequency.
Ah. That's why. Alrighty. Yeah, do maybe you could do something with that video. That's
I'm not clicking on any more of your links. I got burned last time. I'm not going to get burned again.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Jim's dad. There you go. just horrible. Hurry, boo. It's all fun and games. It's all fun and games. So, okay, what else we got? What else we got going on here? Actually, I'm waiting for my friend. Pretty soon I'm gonna be uploading some classic Louis pranks from before there was even a radio show. You know, they're just classic ones that I've done.
He still didn't get his ass kicked yet.
Okay. Oh, man. Wait a minute, he didn't get his ass kicked. Who didn't get their ass kicked?
You, yeah, from all the pranks that played on people.
Yeah, they know better. Wait, Rust Dove is already... Okay, I gotta... Alright, looks like I gotta call the show via Skype and just start... And just start patching people through so that way people can call me through Skype. Damn. See, I hate fucking Skype because the damn quality sucks like major donkey balls. So, well, since we're on the... why are you call? No, wait. I can't. I'm already talking. How are you calling me on Skype?
I thought you fucking was just saying calling to everybody
through Skype. I was gonna call in to talk to you through Skype.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, relax. Oh my goodness. Alrighty. Cause I gotta contact some people. Alrighty. So, let me get TJ on here. Hopefully he'll want to come on and say a few words. In fact, while we're doing that, we're going to take another quick commercial break, and we will be right back. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show, kicking the crap out of the issue.
You are listening to Irritate the State Radio Network.
This podcast is proud to be a part of the Blueberry Network. Find freshly picked podcasts just for you at blueberry.com. That's blueberry, no ease, .com.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach, Monday through Friday, 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials, no more busy signals waiting on hold or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order which you can redeem for prices. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com.
Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
Do you like to smoke but hate the health effects? Well, now there's an alternative. Introducing the ProVape One. The ProVape One is proudly made in the USA and features a larger battery than traditional electronic cigarettes. More battery means more vapor and longer smoking enjoyment, with 8 to 10 hours of use on a single charge. The ProVape One brings out more flavor out of the smoking juice. Get your ProVape One today at tinyurl.com/provape. Starter kit costs $125. That's tinyurl.com/provape. That's tinyurl.com/provape. This is war. Back to the Crash Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We're going through overtime. I'm going to try to call Russ right now, so hopefully he picks up. Hold on, we got another non-member. Hello, non-member. Chris, is that you?
That's me.
Hello.
Hey Russ, how you doing? It's Louis B. You're on live on the air.
Hey Louis B, how you doing?
I'm all right. We just calling because our mutual friend of ours, Mr. Stachowiak, was basically saying that he has a bullet for us.
He has a bullet for us.
Yes.
Well, so what? You know what? It'll never find us.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it's What happened? What was that?
Well, he's been saying that for quite some time. Yeah, he's been threatening to kill us for quite a while.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny that I talk about getting a van. Jokingly getting a van, filling up with all the people that he's pissed off, and he damn near tries to have the show taken off a talk show, yet he could go around talking about how he has a bullet with our names on it.
Well, again, when we look at the players here and what's going on, whoever and whatever, he has a support system. There can't be any question, can there?
No, of course
not. He's connected to somebody, isn't he?
Right. I mean, you're also on with Chris Gio.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Russ. How are you doing?
Hanging in there.
It's been a while since I've talked to you.
huh?
I said it's been a while since I've talked to you.
Don't. time is an interesting concept, isn't it?
It is. It is. It is. But, Jim is a pretty interesting concept, too. I just don't understand how this guy operates. I mean, what's going on in his brain? The only thing that I can think of is maybe an MK Ultra victim who is just snapped.
Nah, he's just a regular-ass nutcase.
Well, yeah, but if we honestly evaluate the bigger picture of human nature and human psyche, I, it's my belief that people like Schwilk and Stachowiak, and there are a volume of these kinds of people, gravitate to or hold positions of authority in our government and corporate agencies that are, I believe, to be the problem. And
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy.
Chumba.
The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Russ, quick question. Can you tell the whole story why Jim is after Christy?
Well, I mean, the whole story would take forever. We have to have some points of reference that everybody can at least see. And it takes 30 or 40 minutes to set up those points of references. But the bottom line is that can we agree that there's a battle going on for the moment in the future, and this battle has been ongoing for forever. Would that be a reasonable observation?
Yeah, that is very reasonable observation.
Chris?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and so we find ourselves in a time that I can't find any other reference in the history that's been available to me, and I've looked diligently for most of my life, where we've had the variables that we have now. Mostly, we have time, okay? But to evaluate our circumstances, enough of us have been able to have the time to evaluate. I mean, unlike the past where we had time for a few to do it and not much communication, but the verbal transformation, I can really get into the detail, but for the sake of trying to keep this moving and I stay on point, back to the battle. So we find ourselves here today with, let me stop for a moment. Up until recently, up until the advent of the internet, the forces that were fighting had total control of the media. And at the advent of the internet, they lost control of that. And so truth started to leak out. And so Christy, I've been searching truth all my life. And the reason that I have devoted my whole existence to supporting her and keeping her alive and her voice going is because she does what I do 10 times better. And I could give examples of that. Just take it for a fact. And we all love her. So her work speaks for itself and who she is and her quality of what she does. But from my perspective, I've been caught in this battle for a long, long time. And where I see it at is there are a set of absolute laws. And all sides, all people are bound by them, including these people we're talking about, the Jim Stachowiaks and the Jeff Wilkes and the Jeff Merrills and the list goes on. There are tens of hundreds of thousands of them in positions of power today. But so then Christy comes along and basically is uncontrollable. And you have to understand, in Christy's life, a great deal of it was manipulated and controlled by the very same people who are attacking her in this situation. So she is a threat to the status quo, the power controllers, however we want to define them. We know they're there. Whatever motivates them, we are focusing in on that. So now, that's the premise of the fight. Now, she in the current scenario, we were set up, and I can tell you that it started in at least 90 years ago now, to take this country without firing a shot. What had to be determined was that God be taken out of the equation. This book called the Bible, blah, blah, blah. It's a fact. That's the equation. And so, and when you look at the guests that Christy has had on, you'll see throughout the whole thing, the individuals who rose to the point where they could share with us this information, 95% of them had a spirit component of their story that brought them here that associated with this God. And now you find her out exploring all that she can find about the spirit realm from everybody who stood up and talked about it, who has anything to say about it. You'll find her giving them a voice and listening and giving her 2 cents worth in, and I mean the whole flow that goes on. So, from the last 4 years that I've watched over and over again, predominantly men, come into her life with the intent to control what she says or does or shut her up when they cannot. And so Jim Stachowiak was just the one who followed Jeff Swelk. Right now there's a man called Merrill who is stalking and attacking her, and he's doing it under color of law. And if I've been winded, I'm sorry. It isn't the 32nd spot to answer. She's being attacked because she is going to, she won't let anybody control her. She says no. And the whole point of what we're trying to break is them controlling us, is it not? Did it make any sense? Did I answer the question, or did I just ramble?
The question was more along the lines of why Jim is, but you answered the question on why she is attacked by so many people.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry, Larry.
No, I'm sorry. Sorry. Go ahead.
Jim. When this phase started, she had returned to San Diego, and you have to listen to her story for all the detail. But it had changed drastically, and it was very difficult for her to live there because of her appearance. And she stood up against it. And out of doing so, she exposed a lot of things and got a lot of attention through her videos. And it was all around the border issue. And at that time, the border issue was being co-opted by the power brokers, through people like the Minuteman leadership and Jeff Swilk of the San Diego Minuteman. And so Jeff Swilk had attempted, and it was all planned. It was all, everything was set up to either, and it was both. It was either control her or slander her, take her out through by whatever means. And then when she broke out of San Diego and started getting national attention for her work, Swilk went around to stop her. And at some point, she wasn't going to be stopped. She continued on, and Jim Stack came in. And Jim Stack came in, he was going to save her. He gave her a chance to get on radio, introduced her, got her started on, we'll say he got her started. It was her first show that she did, syndicated on TalkShoe, and we all know the whole story on that. And when he couldn't control her, and when she said no to him, he's been on a nonstop attack. And even when some aspects come up, you'll still see Schwilk chime in. And you'll see Schwilk repeated by Stachowiak. And you'll see Stachowiak and Schwilk repeated by the Bears. And you'll see Schwilk and Stachowiak and the Bears repeated by the current color of law people that have her in their targets. So I don't believe that it's simply that Jim is just a crazy whose little heart was broken because she said, no, I won't move in with you. But that's a part of it. Jim is either spirit-driven or, whether you want to call it mind control or some type of psyop to continue to discredit Christie's work, just like the one before him and just like others who have joined him.
What did you witness?
That air on Friday was not good.
What did you personally witness?
What did I witness?
Yeah.
I watched as he bragged about her and tried to build her up seducer and trying to put himself in the position of being the one that give her credibility. And when that didn't work, I watched him threaten her with what he was going to do to her if he didn't have his way. And then I watched him continue to do what he's doing. Of course, wasn't involved in everything, but pretty much have a copy of everything that went on. And I'm like I've stated, there have been a long series of males to Christie's life, who I believe to be orchestrated by her father or her father's organization, who have sought to control her. And if they can't control her, then hurt her. To me, he's just another one of them. And right now, his job is to continue to try and discredit her. And he's failing miserably. Every time he opens his mouth, every time he contacts somebody, they figure out who he is, and it bolsters who she is. And so at any rate, you know, I agree with the little bit I heard in a recent show with you, Chris, that he, and I've tried to approach him. I've tried to get him. I mean, from where I stand, he could play a vital role in helping guide America to a, as Chris would say, as others are saying, and there's nothing wrong with it, is true to a higher consciousness. I think there's more involved, but he refuses. It's just like, you know, Shulk had a chance to do the same, and he refused, just like Merrill will have a chance, and he will refuse. I'm not in these people's heads. I don't know. I can surmise. I believe that it has to do with demonic, but that's just my...
Yeah. When did Jim start attacking Christie and her, well, attacking Christie's girls?
Well, he did the whole everybody attacked the girls when, I mean, in the progression of things, they come in. I mean, Bayer's no different. They come into her life and they want to be close to her, and when they aren't allowed to be close to her, then they attack her. And when they're successful, when they can't get what they want at attacking her, then they ultimately attack her girls. And they're not attacking her, when they start attacking her girls, they're not attacking to get something, they're attacking to hurt. And I really believe it keeps coming back to I don't know. I believe that every one of them only have one purpose to start with, and that's control or harm. And so, when did he start attacking the girls? The date-wise, the attack of the girls wasn't very far after when his threats to get what he wanted proved to no avail, then he started threatening to make false reports and then doing false reports to CPS to cause her to lose her girls. So it wasn't very far after. But what I was going to say about is that I agree with Chris in his assumption that Stachowiak is just, you know, he is a part of all of us. He represents a part of
the
human psyche.
Russ, didn't that happen right after Christy quit his crackheaded show? I mean,
all of it started after. I mean, I took the copies of the shows, and we started our own page and started our own show, and we took the copies of the shows and put them on there, and he tried to get us all shut down on that, all kinds of threatening on that. And, it all started when she said no, just like it did with, everything was fine, you know, with the status quo and with Schwilk until she said no. She was the god, she was the goddess, I mean, she was the savior of she was going to make it all work until she said no, and then she became the, you know, all the bad things that they said, then she became the demon. When she said no.
Okay. You are the reason. Are you kidding me? Do you think I don't know what a crazy fuck he was?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's the reason I said no to him, because of him, his psychotic behavior. He, as in Jim himself. Okay, I don't know what that. What? All right. We got Christy in the chat room. I don't know what she means. I'm lost.
I'm loster than you are, Louis.
Oh.
I didn't understand.
Oh, okay.
That. I'm not watching the chat room, so.
Alrighty. So yeah. So now we so So what else? So is this mostly because Christie said no to Jim's advances? Is that the real reason why he's so angry? And that she.
I suppose that it may have some little part. I believe that Jim really believes that the only way to solve the problems of the world is with the barrel of a gun, which is just no different than the ones that are there now. It's just a change of hands and leadership, and he really believes that. And we don't. She doesn't advocate that. She doesn't. She's not. That's obviously not a solution. That's not a viable solution.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so again, it comes back to his need to control the whole aspect of what he represents. The whole aspect of what we're trying to break away from is this concept that somebody has to be in control and they have to control you. Bullshit. And that's what this is all about.
Okay.
He represents the insanity of humanity that wants to control the rest of humanity. And it's the battle that's been going on for forever. And I think the best solution is to ignore his dumb ass.
All right. So, I mean, so what would you say to somebody that says, hey, Russ, you stay out of it, but I'm going to go to Georgia and teach, the munchkin from Fairy Tale Island a lesson.
Hey, you know, I wouldn't tell anybody not to do what their consciousness leads them to do. But I also am very confident that I know we're going to have an opportunity to explore this a lot as we progress here. But there are a set of natural laws, and the natural laws will, again, in our ignorance, a lot has occurred as we become aware, and again, as more become aware and more recognize the self-evident truths that continue to show themselves to me and others, and we have the opportunity to bring them together and the picture gets clearer, we're seeing already a quickening. And so my decision on this is that I know that the big commode is getting ready to be flushed. Not exactly how it's all going to work out, I don't know. I watch it happen a little bit here and there every day. And some are lost and some live. And I think that how we live affects whether we make it or we don't make it. And the fact of the matter is Jim Stachowiak can make it real long, okay? So, I like I said, follow your conscience.
All righty. It's not an endorsement. I'm just asking a simple question. I'm not endorsing any violence, even though I do want to do violence towards him in the context of a mixed martial arts fighting match.
Okay, I accept and understand what you're saying. I'm sorry. I thought I got a break there. I heard you breathe, so I jumped in.
Okay.
He's a weed. He's a weed in the field. And I take the sage advice of one of my favorite teachers, my most favorite teacher, that said that of the weeds in the field, leave them alone. Because if you pull them up, you might disrupt the good roots, the roots of the good around them. And but they'll be taken care of. And so, you know, it comes back to what was being discussed tonight on Truth Brigade about karma. It comes back to what you reap, you sow. And, Jim's only hope is to recognize there is a God and drop to his knees, as he tells me to do often, and not to beg that God's forgiveness for his foolish actions. And he might get his time shortened. Otherwise, the seeds that Jim Stachowiak have sown will grow up around him, and they will choke his little fat ass, okay? That's life.
Yeah.
So.
All righty. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break and, station identification and stuff like that break. We're going to be right back. this is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
You are listening to Irritate the State Radio Network.
Warning. Warning. This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show. Determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the Wimpy. The Wimpy.
What's up? We're back to the Crotch Shot Radio Show. We are attacking all the assholes, all the traitors, all the fake patriots out there, and we're dragging them into the fight. Any scumbag that stands in our way will be exposed. And I think I do reserve the right to whoop their ass if they get up in my face. So, yeah, this is welcome back to the Crotch Shot Radio Show. We're back. We got Russ Dove on. We're pretty much, you know, this whole weekend seems like we've just been exposing Jim Stachowiak of Martinez, Georgia. And, you know, he makes an enemy out of everybody because he ends up exposing himself. And, you know, I was his friend. I did production for his little fucking boring-ass show until he started attacking women that, you know, and it wasn't even that, you know, how I got into it. I mean, it wasn't even that bad, man. He's like, well, I agree that we need troops in the streets. And she started going after him. He started going after her and started calling a whore and started making up shit. And, you know, and then I jump him like, yo, calm it down. It's not that big of a deal. Then, you know, he turns around and he's like, oh, you're helping the New World Order. And then, you know, at the time I was still with We Are Change. And, you know, the one good thing Luke did, he's like, we got someone kicked out for a real reason because he was making threats. And he was doing it with the We Are Change name. It's when I actually gave a shit about the We Are Change name. And some of you may have seen the video of, you know, me basically firing him from We Are Change for, you know, his crazy-ass behavior and just attacking women. And that seems to be his MO. That's all he does. He attacks women. Jim Stachowiak. That's his thing. He likes to attack women. For the longest time, he didn't even attack Chris Geo, and Chris Geo basically was doing a lot more, you know, a lot more trying to fix the shit, trying to, like, convince Jim that, you know, Christy or another friend of his, you know, is not bad. You know, and you know, but that's because he doesn't like to face other men. The only reason why he's talking crap about me and TJ is that we are a few hundred miles away, and I can't just readily hop on a bus and go meet his ass. You know, and neither can TJ. We both got lives. We both got responsibilities. Prime Minister of Ministry says I had to laugh when I heard Karl Rove yell that O'Donnell over witchcraft when he goes to Bohemian Grove. Okay, well, all right, I don't know what he's referencing. Yeah, but Chris, Russ, you're still on.
It must be late. Stroviak, it's interesting when you look. I mean, the latest example is the one that he comes out of the Lingy job was the Minuteman leadership, and every one of them were misogynistic, and every one of them were women haters, and trollers. And I think the bigger picture here about Stroviak is this is the mindset, this is the psyche of a predominant level of males in the corporate and government power structure. And if we understand this, as we are confronted with it locally, I can't help but believe it to be a powerful tool. So in a lot of ways, as Christy will say, you know, if Swilk hadn't attacked her the way that he did,
yeah,
it wouldn't have caused what was the next thing of her coming into where she's at today. If Stroviak hadn't had, she wouldn't have continued to become what she is today. So on the one hand, they are cause for us being here. So we ought to thank them. On the other hand, they're a glaring example of what doesn't work. So I would rather look at what we can draw from this that would be useful to us instead of expanding a lot of energy in how we can get rid of people like this, because, again, it'll self-regulate. And the more he talks and the more people look at it, the more people end up listening to us than to him. So in the end, that's all I ask him to do in the first place, is go ahead and talk to the group you're talking to, but then tell them to move on, and he can't get that. They move on anyway. What?
All righty then. So, man, what else? I mean, I get tired of talking about this douchebag. I mean, I just really, it's gotten to the point, it's like, you know, Jim is on, you know, how, so this, I forgot what comedian said this. He's like, man, I'm so broke, I'm getting the don't make me catch your ass on the street notice from my bill collectors. And Jim, that's the notice I'm putting you on right now. Don't make me catch your ass on the street. I got a bullet for you. Oh my goodness.
He's not going to come to your neighborhood anyway. He'd be afraid to go into your neighborhood.
I don't know why. I'm not afraid to be in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
I'm constantly having to chase hipsters away. Anyways, next question we got here. When did you find out Jim was bad, and why did Christy quit her show? His show?
Well, I personally thought he was bad from day one, from the moment that I interacted with him. However, it wasn't about what I thought. It was about keeping Christy alive and keeping Christy's story alive. So what was the second half of the question?
Why did Christy quit her show? Quit his show?
Well, because he would not allow her to interview a guest. If there was anything that was spoken that he disagreed with, he rudely interrupted, and he would not look at any other option than violence as the solution.
Sounds like a real fucking wimp to me.
Oh, he is.
Well, as I said the other night, it, all these people who, all these males who proclaim some kind of supremacy in their actions or their words are the weakest among us.
Hmm.
If you're really strong, you're going to be lifting somebody else up.
Right.
If you're really weak, you're going to be trying to stomp others down, so you got somebody below you. Am I wrong? I mean, isn't that the nature of, I mean, help me out here if I'm wrong.
Right, no, you're right, you're totally right. I mean, you know, I at least try to, you know, build people up. I mean, sometimes I get into arguments with people who act like scumbags, but, you know. But there are a lot of people who I try to lift up, like, for example, my friend from Jersey City who's starting his own group, who's trying to do his own thing. I'm trying to build him up, trying to help build him up.
Well, Yeah, of course. When we looked at all of these people, and they're nothing about them is about improving the circumstances. The only circumstances they're interested in improving is their own. It comes back again to what needs to really be focused, or something, a part of what needs to be focused on is Jim Stachowiak is clearly only interested in one person. He can't see any more than the world than himself. And then remember, the only things of the world that he can see is those things he can see in himself. I mean, the sick, poor bastard. Look at the prison he's got himself living in. He's on psychotropic drugs. He drinks. At any rate, it's. I'm not defending him by any means. Everything you said about him is true. Yeah. And what you talk about doing, and others have talked about doing, heck, I even talked about it at one time, maybe needs to be done. But,
I mean, where I grew up, I mean, if someone is talking an exorbitant amount of shit, I mean, sooner or later, someone's going to break that jaw. I mean, hell, it's happened to me. I mean, that's how you learn. I mean, you learn how to either shut the hell up or you back your mouth up. And when it comes to Jim, I mean, and I know freedom of speech, freedom of speech, freedom of speech. But when your speech is causing harm to other people, and you're just talking about
isn't freedom of speech.
I mean, he's talking a whole gang of shit. Thank you, Casey.
Well, you know, Jim often screams fire in a theater, and that's dangerous.
Yeah.
So. And you know, I ponder my strength or weakness, but in the world today, if I follow that sense, that intuition, that what you're talking about in your neighborhood, you know, it's time for a visit behind a woodpile, and if there's a woodpile, then anywhere will do for a good ass kicking.
Oh, this just in. It looks like we have the filthy, disgusting-looking woman, and I use that woman loosely. She looks like freaking Gollum from fucking Lord of the Rings. Precious! She, the disgusting troll of a woman. Scary Underwood. Casey is in the chat room right now. And I really hope something bad happens to you, Celeste. Because you are not human in my book. You're nothing but an animal that needs to be put down. You basically look like the shit that comes out my ass. You are nothing but an ugly, disgusting woman who has no love in her life, who has obviously hasn't seen a penis since the Reagan administration. And I seriously doubt you even have children, because, I mean, really, who would want to impregnate you, you beast-looking whore? And you want to go and attack Christy, who is gorgeous, who has the affection of many men. Christy is the shit, and you look like shit, Celeste. So you want to go and start attacking people when you don't have a leg to stand on, when your face looks like it's been punched out. You look like a fucking punch drunk. You look like Mickey Rourke before plastic surgery. Hell, in fact, you just look like a crackhead at Mickey Rourke. And you're like saying, oh, well, Mickey Rourke, it was good looking. No, not after he got his face knocked out. Oh, man. And Chris wants to, and I bet she's going to make a video with a, like, freaking, you know what, and crazy Christy. You know, that's dumb shit. Making up stories. You like making up stories. You should be. You should have been a J.K. Rowling. You could be rich with the stories you write. You should write children's books, because you should know how to spin a fucking fiction. I mean, if anybody's ever seen a picture of Celeste Cortez Bonds, oh my goodness, she looks like she straight up came out of Fern Gully. She looks like a Smurf with Down syndrome. That, like, a chewed up piece of gum. You know, and she and you know what? And she's Hispanic, and she has a video of her dancing. I mean, come on. At least have some fucking rhythm. You know, if you're gonna be a Latino and you're gonna try to dance, have some rhythm. But no, you actually dance like you have two fake feet. And you know what? We know that's not true. You guys say, I have no legs. I'm in a wheelchair. Oh, here's a video of you walking around. Oh, even though she claims to be a quadriplegic. Yeah, what a scumbag. A skunt. A skunt. Spread that around. Oh, God, I can't. created saw the video. He's disgusted now. I mean, the day you were born, Celeste, was the worst day for the planet Earth. You freaking brought down. You brought down the beauty. You destroyed beauty on this planet. There is
Louie.
No. She needs to be attacked. She needs to be attacked.
My only point. I only interrupt because. Celeste and Jim, and I mean, they are the lowest of the low, two-bit funk petty players in the game. And the reality of it is those of us who have scratched the surface of truth and are standing up and speaking it today, are gaining ground also. But trust me, Celeste and Stick and Funky and Merrill, they're all the real problem. At any rate, I know we're talking about Stick, so I'll just shut up.
Yeah, I mean Jim.
Let's not give him too much time or credit, and the problem with Celeste isn't what she looks like. The problem with Celeste is the color of her heart, and the problem with Kovalyak isn't what he looks like. It's the color of his heart that's where it's fucked up. And again, I make no excuses for him, but
it's easy to remember that
they can only see that which they know of themselves. And so all these things that they do, all they've done is shown us a picture of what kind of really confused, fucked up human beings they are. And that's tragic on the one hand. And, you know, again, collectively, we're only as strong as the weakest link.
Right.
What's that say about how strong we are?
Yeah, I mean, Celeste, again, I mean, best thing for you to do is kill yourself. Is to commit suicide in the most painful way possible for you. And do it with your own bare hands. Because really, look in the mirror, Celeste. You think you deserve any love? Do you think you deserve friendship? Do you think you deserve anybody that loves you? Because no one loves you. No one can really love you unless you have something to offer. And you know what, Celeste? I've spoken to you on the phone. You have absolutely nothing, zero, to offer. You are a disgusting human being. In fact, you're not even human. Like I said before, you're an animal. Kill yourself, drop dead, get in a coffin. In fact, don't get in a coffin. Dump yourself in a fucking fiery pit and burn forever.
I would have an alternate suggestion for you, Celeste. Face yourself and work out the issues and join the journey of becoming one with yourself and quit blaming the world and quit trying to be something in the eyes of others. And find your higher consciousness, okay? And you know, it's a choice. And you can choose to continue to be a troll and an idiot and manipulated and controlled by forces you're clueless of, or you can make a choice to find the truth and act on it.
No, it's too late for her, Russ. In my opinion, it's too late for people like Russ. I mean, like Celeste, like Jim. It's too late for those people for salvation. They've made their bed.
Well,
if I were
God, I might be able to tell you whether you were right or wrong or not. And I don't think that we have the power to know that. You could be right, and the evidence suggests you are. But for my own benefit, I'm not going to give what you give energy. I'm just not going to do it. And experience tells me, and I mean, I'm an expert at it. It's just a choice. It's a sharing. So, yeah,
Ban her. Make a ban. Christy's gonna ban somebody. Yeah, no. Celeste is scum. I really hope if she even has children that she gets into a fiery car crash with them. I wish nothing but evil upon her. I hope she goes out in like the worst way. I mean, and look, I'm not gonna say, oh, I wish you rape, because that would be so mean for the rapist. Think about it. You know, you're going around, you're trying to rape, and then you run into this troll and you want to rape. No, that's just mean. I mean, in fact, that should be part, you know.
But rape has nothing to do with love or looks. It has to do with power, so what difference does it make, right?
Yeah. And you know what? Fine. I wish Celeste the Deidre Cortez Bonds dies. I'm going to put that out in the universe. I want her to die in a very violent way. Not by my hands, of course. But I want something horrible to happen to her.
Louis, you know, and all I can say is that honestly, the world that she sees herself in, and it sucks every day. And every day, the only way she can feel better is by trying to hurt somebody else. That's her world. Let her live in her miserable little world.
Yeah, someone in the talk show chat room says, Celeste is covered in the blood of Christ. He who is without sin cast the first stone. Jesus died for you too, Louis, for God so loved the world. Yeah, you know, I know all that. But you know what? There was no salvation for Judas Iscariot. There's no salvation for him.
I question that interpretation because
it was best that he would not be born.
Huh?
It was the person that betrayed Christ. It would have been better if he would not have been born. Because there is no salvation for anyone that betrayed God's Son. And you know what?
Well, I can only raise the question on that particular note that those who persecuted and crucified Christ would not take Christ in the day. The only way that event could have taken place is if one of those close to him did what they did, and the event had to take place. Now, that I know that raises a lot of questions about our history, and I'm not so sure that at any rate, I'm convinced that after a certain point in time in this game and on the line of teachings we're talking about, salvation became available to all. I can't speak to Judas Iscariot's time. That would have occurred prior to the time, the event that I'm speaking of, that things changed. And it's written. So I just would argue although you could be right in that the book does also say that there comes a time when the heart is hardened and it is too late. They will seek and they won't find. And maybe Jen and Celeste are there. I like you, I'm convinced also. And I like you, in the most recent one, the Bayer would have felt that the solution would have been the solution you advised. And maybe it was, maybe it is. But in the world today, that solution would have taken me out of the game and would have solved nothing. So what do? We have to find other solutions that work, don't we? I mean, I know the feeling. I know the energy. But
I mean, it's written in, somebody's quoting the Bible, but it's also written. I got to try to find this. I mean, this is something I just remember by heart for the many years I was taught the Bible. After this battle, it's like, please, my Lord, allow me to take the head of this dead dog. And you know what? I'm asking Jesus, please, Lord, allow me to take the head of these dead dogs.
But I think that we're getting allow me to take the heads of these bad dogs is an Old Testament story, is it not?
Yes, it is.
Not a New Testament story. Okay, and during the Old Testament, there again, according to the book, things were different in that 4,000-year period of time. And when I say 4,000-year period of time, I'm just talking about this creation cycle. I'm not talking about all of time. I'm just talking about this 6,000-year period that we have a written record of, generally speaking. And in the New Covenant, there are different instructions on how we're supposed to deal with these things. And it's clear that Jim and Celeste, in my observation, and the fruits of their labor, are ignorant of both. They're basically ignorant of any and all teaching that would associate itself with love or prosperity or life. Whatever teaching they're operating on is all about death. Everything that they do is about death. The death of Christie's character, the death of the ragheads when they first come on, and those are Jim's words, and he used much more vile ones than that. Of course, it was the Arabs or the Islam that he was calling for the destruction of, and then he transitioned into calling for the destruction of the criminal government, and then he called for the destruction of Christie. But you know, I mean, nearly.
I'm just trying to find that Bible passage where he's talking about, allow me, please, to take the head of this dead dog. Please, my Lord. And this is the thing that has been getting me annoyed little by little. And like, everyone likes to preach love, 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 peace and love, Gandhi, Gandhi, love, love, Gandhi, Gandhi. These are the same motherfuckers that if you do something they don't like, they're sending you death threats. So you know what? I for the record, say fuck love. These people don't deserve love. They're your enemies. You hate your enemies. You hate them with all your heart because they're doing something evil, Russ. You can't let up. And sometimes you gotta fight fire with fire.
You make a good point. You make a good point about all the discussion of love. Love has become a very disvalued word in my mind. But at the same time, I do know this for a fact, that when I hated, that which I hated knew not my hate, and my hate consumed me and was like a cancer in me. So from experience, I refuse to allow anybody to have the power to draw hate up in me, because it only hurts me. It is not out of weakness. It is not out of fear. It is nothing but a fact that when I hate, when I allow another to take my peace, I hurt myself.
Well, that's the thing, Russ. I really totally disagree with that. Because, I mean, in a lot of situations where I've had to defend myself physically, it has been my hate that has saved me. Because my hate brings out my anger. My anger brings out my rage. My rage brings out my adrenaline. My adrenaline brings my strength, and my strength brings their destruction.
But see, at the same time, I despise the evil that they are, and as far as fighting, the best fighting method that I found for a lazy man is judo, because I use all of my energy, my enemy's energy, to create the pain against them. I do very little but stand, and when they attack me, I just redirect their energy, and in the end, I either redirect it into another component of my enemy causing harm, or that which is attacking me hits a brick wall somewhere around me from me redirecting their energy. I have not harmed myself. I have not asserted much energy, but that is the power of truth. So,
yeah.
It's your choice. You can choose which fighting method you want to use. But I found
the best defense is
an offense.
Yeah, I mean, where I come from, the way I was taught is you got to totally destroy your enemy or they'll keep coming back. Why do
I agree
it
with
10,
that.
10,
There's
10,
a fight. You've got to kill them.
You know, 10, 15 times when you could just do it once and they are never a threat again. And every time I think of Jim, every time I think of Celeste, every time I think of all those people out there that hurt other people, that do stuff, you just can't help but hate them and want their destruction. I mean, I'm not trying to be violent or anything, but these people, they want to kill us. They want to kill us. It's not us that's starting it. I'm not going to start it. I'm not going to attack. But if they do attack, it's going to be the biggest mistake of their lives. I got a bullet for them. No, come on. You know, and everybody, you know, a lot of, like, religious cultures demonize fire. They demonize it, that it's a source of evil. No, you know what fire does? Fire actually cleanses. There is a cleansing fire.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, that's the secret of living. That's the secret of living is to burn, to enter into the fire and live in fire. Spiritual. It's in the unseen realm that I'm speaking of. And it's how we want to define it, but it still comes down. You know, one of the confusions that we have today is we're led to believe that life is easy. It's not. We're led to believe that life is fair. It's not. Up until 100 years ago, nature was the mandate of a need for spirituality. Some form, to rationalize what we could not understand in just the world we could see. Now we understand the world we can see a lot better, and we're still, at any rate, I'm going to lose my thought because I'm just rambling. But the point is that life isn't easy. Life's tough. And I'm listening to you talk, and I'm listening to the way I was raised and watching, and I don't have a direct answer because I don't believe that love, fluffy love is going to bring us anything but damnation and destruction. But I also believe that the absence of love is going to bring us damnation and destruction. So somewhere in the middle, what's missing is an honest understanding of love, because I'm convinced for a fact that it is the strongest force on the planet. And I've lived in the absence of it.
All right, when your love could stop bullets and stop people from getting hurt and stop the New World Order, teach me, okay, Russ?
Well, and that's what, in my opinion, that's what we're after, because I believe it's attainable. I believe it's here. And I believe it's Chris. I hear Chris saying, as we reach a consciousness and say, no, you're even watching it happen now with the Tea Party. And it's interesting to kind of catch a glimpse here and there, to watch what's happening, to listen to other streets and listen to the media, to say, you know, and to watch what's going on. It's already happened. The lie has been broken. The sticks and the Swinkies and the whole bunch of them are going
Swinkies.
To end up in far worse places than they are now.
Yeah, Schwoke is a scumbag, and his day will come as well. I mean, they will come to time.
Again,
I mean,
these guys are all living thieves, liars, on psychotropic drugs. They need to alter their consciousness in an extreme way so that they can maintain a fantasy. What kind of fucking lies have they got?
I mean, that's the thing, though. I mean, let's say there's a rabid dog running around. You put the rabid dog down, right? It's not the dog's fault it has rabies and it's acting crazy, but you still got to shoot it and put it down.
Well, and all I can say to that is that if somebody 15 miles away has a rabid dog, there's really nothing I can do about it. Now, that rabid dog comes within my perimeter and becomes a threat to me. What rabid dog?
Anyway.
But even there, I'm limited in that mindset based upon the world I live.
Mm-hmm.
The reality of the logistics of a gunfight are, I mean, it's either a quick thing or it's a long thing.
Mm-hmm.
And because I have no preparation for the long thing, it can only be a quick thing. So right now, no matter what I feel, the gun cannot be the answer because
right.
they outgun us.
All right, hey.
The only way the gun
can
be the answer
got...
is when we are in numbers. And then even then, what did we get? What did we get the last time we used a gun for this? There has to be another way. And in this time, we can find it. And it's buried in the spirit realm. The power, the true power lies in the spirit realm. And that's the biggest reason that Christie's being attacked is because of her presence in the spirit realm.
Yeah,
and
we got we got
this
prime,
prime minister of ministry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Or mystery. Yeah, man, well, I'll just break the big secret for everybody, because it's a what? There's only a couple people here, so I'm not going to get in too much trouble. But the whole key to what's coming about is the date. And this is what, whatever you want to call it, the top echelon of the government, the elite, the, you know, there's many names for them, whatever. The people that have the ancient knowledge that's been passed around. But yeah, man, there it's here. It's coming. It's oh goodness. Well, basically, about 1 month or 1 year from today, you'll definitely know what's going on.
Yep.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
But I have a question about this ancient knowledge. And,
yes.
And if this ancient knowledge, there's much of it, and much of it would be very useful, I'm sure. But if this ancient knowledge was the information we needed to protect us from this thing that we're seeking to overcome, then would it not have been sufficient when it was in existence to stop what's happening from happening? And so even if, I stipulate that it's there, something is there. I've looked at a lot of it. But I'm convinced that there still has to be something new, something here and now, for us to have success in overcoming this. And so,
well,
help me,
yeah,
help
I,
me
under,
help,
I understand
help me
what,
see how
what,
this is
going
to be of value to me today.
Well, the value, man, is information. The more people that are aware, it takes less, because it's not going to be Armageddon. It's going to be very bad. I mean, it's going to be enough to take out basically all of our modern infrastructure, what we know with electronics and whatnot. And they know that this is coming, and that's their time to step in. But if we know that's their plan, that they know that, you know, some type of electrical, magnetical event, we'll call it that, as much, is coming that will wipe out everything, then they're going to step in. But if the more people that know that that's their plan, it will help in the future, I guess.
But what about if the reality of this is, and the first one that brought this to my attention was Buckminster Fuller, who was in a couple of generations before us. But what about if the reality of this cycle that we're watching isn't about the physical realm, it's about the spiritual realm? And what about if it's directly related to the status of our hearts as individuals and collectively, and that the problems we're facing today are a generation of the chaos that we find in the hearts of the general population of the world, and that along the way, that really what's about to happen is that we, through learning and sharing that learning, adjust the chaos of the heart, and we turn the dial and bring everything back into sequence for the first time, or again.
Well,
I don't know, but so. Because
you bring up a great point.
I mean, there's enough evidence to suggest that that is as much truth as anything else as I've heard. As I'm a person driven for finding solutions that work and refuse to accept the dark outcome in this event of all of humanity and all that I know, I refuse to accept that as a possibility. There has to be another option.
Well, no, exactly. And
for
this
all
is
of it,
where...
not just for a few of it.
Well, this is what I wanted to talk to you about, man. I actually originally started with my research on Earth-based you know, electromagnetic changes and whatnot, and actually came about a study where they proved that there's a force that floats through the universe that changes matter. Matter can change into three different things. They call water magic, because that's kind of like the best way to show how it works, you know, because water can be a gas, you know, a liquid, a solid, and well, now we know a plasma, so I guess there's four. But it's the same thing, man. There's this, the latest things that went dead and why they took SETI down is because SETI was the first one to see it. It's a large cloud. Basically like a thunderstorm in the Milky Way galaxy, and it's, you know, a cloud of electrically magnetic charged particles. And some people might think that this is the thing that comes through, because it's only been witnessed a couple times in laboratories, but matter can shift. And they believe that they've seen these three shifts, and they believe that, you know, there's, I guess, 11 universes or whatever, multi-dimensions type of stuff. But they've witnessed at least three of them, and that is an absolute fact.
Well,
okay.
I'm convinced with the evidence. Go ahead.
I'm just totally lost. I don't know what the fuck are you guys talking about. alternate dimensions. I mean, what are we talking about? An episode of Sliders here?
No.
We as humans, all that came into this world through the womb of a woman, are symbiont beings. We have two absolute parts. We have a physical component, and we have a spiritual component. Dr. Babcock defines our space and end space mathematically. And he also has unraveled Tesla's work, but he is an ostracized scientist, PhD doctor in the system, because his work would radicalize and change the power base. But the bottom line is that he's defined the physical and the spiritual, and they both have levels. We have levels, and man, I'm a simple man. I get headaches on detail, okay? And so I try to hold on to the big, you know, get a clear picture on the big picture, and then where I got it, I get into details. The bottom line is what the gentleman we were just talking with is another example of the overwhelming evidence that's there if we'll look at what we are capable of doing. And if we understand that we are spirit beings having the human experience, and we act in the spirit, I find that I have a lot of power over the physical domain. And if nothing else, no one ultimately has any power over me. And some of that is playing out and will continue to play out. I know how it's gone in the past. I expect it to go no different in the present or the future. We are so much more. We were wonderfully and fearfully created. We should really get to know ourselves and act according to what we find. And I'm probably babbling off the air base. I appreciated what you were saying and would want to hear more. Okay.
All righty. But looks like we went like really over time. Like to thank everyone for listening. Like to thank Snowball for coming in and trying to give us some Jesus. Prime Minister of Ministry, you're always welcome to come back. Pat, thank you. Noisemaker, thank you. Kev, thanks for listening. Shamrock Jim, I also like to thank Keith, Kurt, John, Jabba, Christy. Created Casey and whoever's a non. Thank you for listening. This has been the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Come back tomorrow. We are on iTunes, Zune, Zencast. Tell your friends and family to download the Crotch Shot Radio Show free every day. Every day, the Crotch Shot Radio Show. We got over 390 shows in the can.
That's over 15 gigabytes worth of shows. So feel free, download them all. Have fun. You know, tell your friends about us. Go to crotchoutradio.com every day. Also, check out irritatethestate.net every day. That is our people's there. And feel free and make a contribution so that way we could upgrade our shit here. So, yeah, this has been the Crotch Shot Radio Show saying fuck the New World Order.